You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Kind of writes it. I do.
Just like that, Betty Grady told me, down by the cold creek. It don't matter if the bowls are dusty, beer in the tackle box, out on the flat rock. Baiting that hook with only the right look, lure in the sunshine, ripples in the sweet tide, bubbles going out of sight, even if it takes all night. Ooh, I'm gonna catch me a winner, cause I kinda like them big.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Captain Jim Fortman. Backwaterfishingnaples.net.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a long one.
It is a long one. Couldn't you have made that URL just a little bit shorter?
No. I like it that way. It's I make my clients that work is, for fish.
There you go. That is a mouthful.
Off and on the boat.
So. Yes. We got some text messages rolling in here real quick. We got a text message from future Captain Bradley Finch's mom. She says Bradley isn't calling in this morning, although he is heading out with his friend George on the Ginu. And his mullet haircut is gone, she says. And there's a great picture of Bradley and George standing on the dock right next to the Ginu. Awesome stuff.
And I tell you what, I haven't been on Facebook in a while. He's getting big.
He is getting big. Yep. He's a teenager.
Stop beating
no
that
doubt
kid
about
chicken.
It. All right, we're going to head over to line two because we've got Captain Steve Johnson standing by. Hey, Steve, good morning.
There's another guy that's
good
worried
morning,
about Captain
Debbie, Adler. Captain Jim.
Good morning.
What is shaking, Steve? Happy Labor Day weekend to you.
Happy Labor Day weekend. Yep, it's been great. I'm headed to the Keys on Monday, so I'll be down there for a week. So
oh, good for you.
Well, see, you're going at the right time. You're going after, you know, you're going to pass
exactly.
Everybody going home. Well, and you're going in there to clean up. So
you're going to call in next weekend from the Keys, or are you going to take a Saturday off?
I'm going to try to call in. I'll let you know if I'll be able to do it or not.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was more to do with finding a place to stay than anything. I mean, these people book the Keys places. They book them up way, way, way in advance on these holiday weekends. So it was just much easier to do it during the week. So
It's finding someone open after that.
Yes.
A lot of them are just like... We're taking a day off.
Yeah, hopefully the craziness will be kind of died down a little bit. So.
Well, the one thing I noticed, you know, and after every holiday weekend is the fish really do come alive after because there's not as much prop noise out there.
Yeah.
So there you go, Steve.
Not as much boats running around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. For sure.
So you timed it right.
A lot of things happening. Tournaments are really firing up this month for September. Coming up next week on the 10th, we've got Fish Like Mad Mothers Against Drunk Driving Tournament, and that's happening in Fort Myers Beach area. I believe it's happening out of Fishtail Marina, if I'm not mistaken. We also have on the 10th the Sportsman Calusa Inshore Benefit. That's in Cape Coral. And then we have the LCEC, Annual United Way Fishing Tournament, and that's in the Mount Lachey area. And then up in Punta Gorda, we have the Flats Masters. Their number four event in their series is happening as well on the 10th. So we got four tournaments happening next week, next Saturday, just here locally in Fort Myers area. On the 17th, we've got the 10th annual GH3 Invitational Fishing Tournament. That's out of Pine Island in Boquille area. We also have the 3rd annual Fish for Truck Safety out of Cape Coral. And then the 13th annual Burt's Redfish Challenge out of Mount Lachey. That always draws a big crowd, always a good event there. On the 23rd, we've got the Florida Farmers Invitational. That's in Cabbage Key. And on the 24th, we've got Romp in the Swamp down in the Naples area. So a good tournament down there. In October, we've got quite a few things happening as well. On the 1st, we've got another Flats Masters. They start their championship series in Punta Gorda. We also have the Southwest Florida Association of Environmental Professionals inaugural fishing tournament. And that's in Fort Myers. That's a mouthful. And on the October the 2nd, we've got our CCA Fishing Fundament that will happen this year at Cape Coral Yacht Club. We're able to secure that area for the tournament again this year. We always draw a good crowd for that. Kind of a kids event, always a great, great event for everybody. On the 8th, we have the 4th Annual Southwest Fall Open in Naples. We also have the Frisco Fish Feast kickoff, Cape Coral, and that's in Cape Coral. And then we have Beasley Broadcasting supports the B103 Racks and Reels tournament, and that's happening in Captiva. That's on the 8th of October as well. Also on the 15th, we have the T-Rex One Last Cast Tournament in Marco Island. On the 22nd, we have the Cast for Kids up in Punta Gorda. That's a great kids event, so take your kids up there. They fish off the pier.
Absolutely.
Free things for the kids, rods, reels, all kinds of neat little things mm-hmm. for the kids. So get them signed up for that. Go to fish-florida.com, click on the event. All the contact information is there. We also have on the 22nd, Emma's Hope Annual Fishing Tournament in Fort Myers, and the 5th Annual Hook 'em in the Glades at Everglades City Tournament. And also the Cabbage Key Open is on the 22nd. So lots and lots of stuff happening September, October here locally in our southwest area. Up a little bit north of us on the central west area, we've got on the 10th, we've got the Titan the Drag Foundation that's in Clearwater. And on the also on the 10th, we've got the 10th Annual Santa Fe Ladies Raider Inshore Tournament. That's in Steinhatchee. I believe that's a high school event. And on the 15th, we have the CCA banquet in Gainesville. And on the 24th, we have Casting for the Kids' third annual fishing tournament, and that's in Sarasota area. Over on the East Coast, we've got a couple things going on. On the 10th, we've got the Kids Can Fish 2 Peer Clinic in Daytona Beach. On the 24th, we've got the 16th annual Fish for the Cure in St. Augustine. And on the 9th, we have the Lines in the Lagoon in Vero Beach. And also on the 24th, we have the Michael Shields Memorial Inshore Open, and that's in Jensen Beach. Down the Keys, we got a couple things happening as well. On the 9th of this month, we've got the Florida Keys Lionfish Derby, where they go down, a lot of divers go down and poke at these lionfish. And I understand they're very good eating if you know how to clean them properly. But
they are. I've had one before.
Have you really?
Yep, they are good eating.
Tells me
yep.
they're great to eat. Mm-hmm. Not sure I'd want to mess with them, but I know people do. The Robert James Sales Slam Celebrity Tournament is also in Key West on the 9th. We have on the 16th, we have the Herman Lucerne Memorial Backwater Fishing Tournament. That's in Alamorada. And we also have the on the 20th, the Permit Invitational in Key West. And on the 22nd, we have Take Stock in Children Backcountry Challenge, and that's in Key Largo. And also the Marathon International Bone Fish Tournament, and that is obviously in Marathon. Last but not least, up in the Panhandle, we've got one event happening in September, and that is on the 10th, the Emerald Coast Redfish Circuit, and that is in Destin. They have a little redfish circuit that they do up there, and that's happening on that Saturday the 10th. So lots of stuff going on. I know I go through it pretty fast. Go to fish-florida.com. All the events are posted there. Just click on them. All the contact information is there to learn how to sign up or get involved in it. Like I say, lots of stuff starting to happen now.
Yeah, definitely. Busy, busy. You know, one other thing, Steve, I did want to mention is that next Saturday, September 10th, the Naples Take a Soldier Fishing event is taking place. And so the community can go out and support our military servicemen and women by sending them off in the morning at Hamilton Harbor and then welcoming them back in the afternoon. And the morning kickoff is at 6 a.m. You can send the troops off for a day of fishing with the captains at 6 a.m., cheer them on, and then they're going to have vendors, merchandise, food, and a bunch of stuff going on at Hamilton Harbor, and then folks will be able to welcome them back at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can head down there, support the troops, cheer everybody on, and it's another great opportunity just to get involved and get out there in the community.
That is a very big event.
It's huge.
Yeah, big event. It's pretty much assigned captains for these veterans. It's not like it open to the public or anything, but they do encourage everybody to go down there and support the troops.
Yes.
Be a part of it and support them, you know, with some raffles and stuff that they have down there. And they give a really great banquet dinner, if I'm not mistaken, on that Saturday night.
They do.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And fabulous auctions and stuff to help support them and keep that event going. So it's a fantastic event. So
absolutely.
Go down and be involved and just check it out.
For sure. Steve, thank you so much for the update. We really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll catch up with you next Saturday. Otherwise, we'll look forward to a great fishing report from the Keys the following weekend.
Yeah. I want to hear about the yellowtail snapper bite and the tuna bite off the humps.
All right. Now Jim's giving you some homework.
I'm going towards the flamingo area, so that's kind of
flamingo.
My goal.
All right.
Yeah, don't know anybody.
Across the cow fields there and cow pens and seeing if I can make my way across the other side. I like to fish on that flamingo area.
Yeah, look for the triple tail on the flats.
Cool. Okay. All right, Steve. Have a safe and great trip. We'll talk to you next Saturday, hopefully.
Have a good afternoon.
All right.
Okay.
See you, Debbie. See
you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Man.
That is Captain Steve Johnson with Fish-Florida. And we have Texas Tony standing by on line one. So I'm going to grab his call. Tony!
Good morning. It is so good to hear from you.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing really, really well.
Good, thank you so much for your patience. I know you were hanging out, waiting through Steve's segment, so thanks for standing by, because we definitely wanted to talk to you. So what's the latest and greatest?
Well, I really enjoyed listening to Steve, because over 50% of those tournaments mention kids.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that's mentioned is fishing for the cure, and that's really awesome. Fishing tournaments are competitive, they are fun, but they do raise money for great causes, or they take a kid fishing, and that's the important thing. So
yes, and veterans too. So that's important stuff too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely.
So Debbie, we traded the boat for a farm. And
what
we bought,
Tony.
Go ahead, Jim.
Tony.
No, this is we got to dig deep. That's because I've been eating his food since he had a shop over at the Kmart Plaza. So
you've been with us a long time.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wait, you traded your? No, you couldn't have. No.
No, you got to understand. Kathleen and I aged out. We were becoming unstable on the boats. She did not want to learn how to captain to dock the boat, and she just, and I also, both of us are not stable anymore. We're both 73 years old and in high winds and boats are rock,
Yeah.
So we have stayed connected with the land and Jim, you'll understand, part of this farm we bought was a 3.5-acre lake, and we had to do.
There you go. Private stocks.
Well, it's really interesting. We had to do a fish kill because the farm had been, abused for over 10 years, and we had bass who had a 5-pound head but a 2-pound body.
Oh yeah.
And you've got to manage your lake just like you manage your land or you manage your boat.
When there's too many small, aggressive bass, then the bigger bass aren't able to get enough forage. Yeah.
And the genetics get thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
I was concerned about what we were going to kill and what was going to happen with them. It was amazing. Every eagle in the neighborhood knew that this was going on. And what they do is they put a product in the water that starves the water of oxygen. And all the fish come to the top, and you would not believe how many eagles are in Bainbridge, Georgia.
It was, I bet you found out.
We did. And how many raccoons, the raccoons were taking care of the brim that were washing to the side, and the eagles were taking care of
the bass.
The bass, but, yep. But, it is the same. Being on the blue water or being on the green land, you just got to take care of it.
Amen.
The farmers, they're great people. They're great people, just like fishermen. And I tell people, the fishermen that go out and fish commercially, their office, every morning when they go out, they touch the face of God. Every morning they are in communication with the Lord. It is so cool to be with them and guides going out every day. You know, y'all get to see some of the most beautiful things.
We do. We're so blessed, people, really.
That a lot of people, you know, they look at buildings and asphalt and don't even think about how beautiful everything is.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
What we've been given and what we've been charged to take care of is special.
Absolutely. 100%, Tony. Could not agree with you more. And some of us used to work in the concrete jungle and now have a true appreciation for being able to do what we do on the water, and just the fact that we're able to do what we love and what we're passionate about just means so much. And so, yes, you're absolutely right. We got to take care of it. And I'm so glad. So glad you called in, because I was talking to Captain Alex a couple of days ago, and I was mentioning to him that I hadn't heard from Texas Tony in a while, so he kind of gave me a little bit of the update, but I'm so happy for you guys. It's a new chapter for you, and that's exciting.
And every day is a gift, which you already know that, so I mean, it's...
Oh, I do. Absolutely.
The
lionfish. The best fish I've ever put in my mouth.
They're good.
They are fabulous. And they are killing the reefs. And these rodeos they put on for them are a real necessary thing. Just like the boa constrictor in the Everglades, the lionfish got out of, somebody dumped it in the water from their saltwater tank.
Oh, yeah. Between the Burmese pythons, the lionfish.
And what they're saying is that saltwater tank was Miami Seaquarium, after Andrew, so that's
There was, I guess there were some snake farms in Homestead or whatever that got hit by Andrew.
Yeah,
but you know, we got to get everything back in balance, and by doing these tournaments, but by eating a lionfish, you are contributing to saving the reefs, and they are really, really sweet meat. I'll put them right there with a triple tail or a hogfish. But they're very hard to get commercially. We've tried to put them on the menu, but people who have had them compete with you. There's not enough harvested. So
yeah, it's like a real light, white, flaky fish.
Pure white, sweet. You know, fish basically starts out sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And why people put sauces on it or anything like that, I don't know, but... the different ways of preparing them. Fish is sweet, and the lionfish, again, you know, if you have it or you have a chance to try it, don't turn your nose up at it. It is fabulous.
Yeah, I concur. I definitely concur. Well, Tony, it was wonderful to hear from you. I really appreciate you calling in, and you stay in touch now, you hear? Give us a bass report from Georgia.
Now, I want to hear about the grass-fed cows that you're going to be, you know, sending our way here real soon.
Captain Debbie, you can't fake fresh.
No, you can't, Tony. You have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Y'all do the same.
Take care.
Everybody be safe.
Yeah. You too. Take care, Tony. Bye-bye. Great hearing from you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Texas Tony calling in. Always great to hear from Texas Tony.
He's keeping with the same theme, though. He's not baking fresh, you know. Now he's going up to grow his own cattle and whatnot.
Exactly. So, just a different kind of fresh.
Yes.
All right. Now we have got to move on because it's time, and Gator Tom is definitely getting bent out of shape here.
He's blowing a top, Tom. Just have another rum and coke, and we'll do this one
This
for
one
you,
will right? be worth the wait, yeah. Gator Tom. I promise you.
I've grown tired of you. What's wrong with you? You are useless.
Useless.
And now, from the world's ultimate book of useless information, here's your host and mine, Captain Debbie Hansen, with useless information.
This is the That Gets My Goat edition.
That Gets My Goat.
Of useless information.
All right.
And we are going to start it off with the fact that the British Goat Society was formed in 1879.
And it still exists to this day, I take it? The British Goat Society is still active till today.
And the aims of the society in their early years were to extend and encourage the keeping of goats by cottagers and others who could not afford a cow to increase the supply and consumption of milk, I guess, in rural areas. So,
are you listening still, Texas Tony? You might want to check into that.
Goat keeping was very important.
That's true.
All right, number two. You can tell the age of a mountain goat by the number of rings on its small black horns. Yes, it's true. The age of a mountain goat can be determined by counting the bands at the base of the horns and then adding a year and a half.
All you have to do is get close enough to it and hold its head still and start counting.
And hope that he doesn't butt you.
That should work out real well for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How old are you, goat?
I'm sure.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't try this I do know.
Don't do that.
Don't try that at home.
And last but not least, you may know that a baby goat is called a kid. But did you know that because of that, a goat giving birth is said to be kidding?
Oh, really?
And we're not joking. Ba-da-boom.
Oh. Boom. Well, that was so much useless information about goats.
I know. How great was that?
Did any of us really wake up this morning thinking we were going to learn so much about goats today, Jim? I mean, you know.
You know what? When I heard goats were going to be the topic, did anybody hear the news report about I think it was a sheriff or a cop, that the squad car was attacked?
Oh, I did see that.
Did you hear about that?
I did see that story.
By a goat?
Yeah, and he got it all on his, you know, cam.
Yeah.
And they were like, you hear the guy goes, come on. He actually ate his paperwork.
It was funny because when I was putting this edition of Useless Information together, there were some myths about goats that were listed online. And one of them was that they actually are supposedly pickier eaters than people make them out to be. You know, the big joke is a goat will eat anything.
No, they will eat anything. I've seen
them. Well, this particular website, and I don't remember which one it was offhand, but it was saying that they can actually be very selective about the hay that they eat. Like if the hay has been trampled on or stepped on or doesn't look right, they won't eat it.
Maybe, Jim, clearly Debbie is now an expert on goats.
I mean, how
could you listen to that segment and question anything about goats with Debbie?
I've seen 30 goats clear two and a half acres in about a week. So they are not picky.
And now from
goats. I've seen him eat cans.
To free food.
Yes, now we've got to give away some free food. All right. And we are going to give away a $25 gift card to the ninth caller. Phone number 239-337-3776, 239-337-ESPN to the Twisted Fork in Port Charlotte.
Free food!
Located in Burt's Black Widow Harley-Davidson dealership featuring burgers, pizza, beer, and drink specials. So you want to go ahead and call now. In the meantime, we're going to head off to a break. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and on the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, online at ESPNSWFL.com. Everywhere with the ESPN Southwest Florida app.
Fishing is life! Good morning. Welcome back to Real Talk Radio. Can you still hear Jim?
No.
This is Captain Debbie Hansen.
Kicked in officially.
Yeah, it has. I'm in the studio with Captain Jim Fortman, backcountry guy down in the 10,000 Islands.
What?
Exactly.
That was kind of a kind of a weird thing went through my head though, because the song I'm playing is an AC/DC song called
Who. So I thought it was fitting.
Right. Okay. But this particular song, which is called Who Made Who, is most known as from the movie soundtrack called Maximum Overdrive.
Oh,
about machines that come alive.
Yes,
which
I watched
the other day.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
There you go.
And it is still just as good as it was.
That one came out. That was the late '80s.
Yeah.
Came up in my video watch. You know, something you might like, and I'm like, yeah. I haven't seen
it's
that.
Some Stephen, based on a Stephen King novel, but that's what this song is from, that movie. So when you said fishing is life, and I was thinking about machines coming alive, and I went, coincidence? Anyways.
I always have to throw that in there. That's for Pete. That one's for you.
I know this is going to sound really suspicious, but congratulations to Rick from Fort Myers.
Oh!
Wasn't me, promise.
Come on now. Come on.
Rick from Fort Myers.
If you were that hungry, Greg would have made you an extra breakfast sandwich.
Greg, can you save our prize closet and just make me bigger breakfast? No, I'm kidding. Rick from Fort Myers was caller 9, and he won our $25 gift card to the Twisted.
Woo!
Congratulations, Rick.
Congratulations, Rick.
Cool name, too, buddy.
Good stuff. You know, something else that's really, really awesome that's coming up that I wanted to mention. I was involved with this event going back about 10 years ago, is the Heels and Reels fishing program that's put on by the Freedom Waters Foundation down in Naples. And if you're not familiar with the Freedom Waters Foundation, you should be. They are amazing. Deborah Frankel and her team at the foundation, they put on fishing events and boating days, boating therapy days for youth at risk, for individuals with life-threatening illnesses, disabilities, and for veterans. So they really do some fantastic things in the fishing community. And they have a signature female at-risk youth fishing event coming up. They work with New Horizons of Southwest Florida, and they get teenage girls at risk out on the water. So they actually need some volunteers. They need some boat captains. They need female fishing mentors. So ladies, if you have experience fishing and you would like to go on a boat with some of these girls and help them tie knots and learn about conservation, it's a really great opportunity to volunteer and get out there and really help these girls get connected with the water and just help them enjoy a nice relaxing day out on the boat and catching some fish. They're also looking for some land volunteers, so just head on over to freedomwatersfoundation.org, and they do have a volunteer application that you can fill out online. And the date of that event is going to be Saturday, October 15th. It's going to take place at the Naples Boat Club, and that's down on 10th Street South, and it runs from 8:30 to 1:30 p.m. So that's the 2022 Heels and Reels fishing program for teenage girls at risk. It's a little bit about that. All right, so Jim, let's talk here. Ooh, we got some great pictures coming through too. Got a really nice picture of a peacock bass.
Let's talk about that peacock
from six foot three inches. That is a chunk. Nice fish.
And if he's 6'3",
awesome.
That is a huge bass.
And look at the smile on her face.
It's almost the size of her.
It is almost as big as she is.
I thought I had a good picture of a kid with
too
a fish.
Too cool. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and Dopey wants to know, he says he's going to Georgia, and he wants to know what he can catch in the lakes up in Georgia. Dopey, largemouth bass.
Largemouth bass, crappie. It's actually crappie season. You got a full moon coming up.
Yeah, and some of the lakes up in Georgia, I think they stock with striped bass, too. So
it's a hybrid, almost like the sunshine.
Yeah. So definitely check. But for sure, largemouth bass.
If you're on the northern
end,
if you're on the northern end, they should be releasing trout, I believe, right now.
Yeah.
So up around... And if you're going out towards
Savannah, he's lake fishing.
If he's out by Savannah, it's the end of the tarpon season up there right now. So,
yeah,
I know. I've got a couple of clients who are like, "I need rods for next year." They're already putting their orders in. I'm like, "All right."
You're always busy anyway. Yeah. But so let's talk some bucktail jigs here, Jim, because we've got about 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes. So bucktail jigs, obviously bucktails.
Deer hair.
Many advantages over other different types of lures.
And it doesn't have to be a buck.
You can cast them, troll them, jig them, and I mean, geez, they mimic a number, a variety of different prey items, bait fish, squid, shrimp, you name it. A lot of people think of fishing bucktail jigs offshore.
Oh,
but you fish them all the time. Or people think of fishing them around passes and deeper water, but you fish them all the time in the backcountry. So talk a little bit about
believe
that.
Believe it or not, the history of bucktail jigs, you know, which is a deer hair. Doesn't have to be a buck, by the way. They actually use them from the lakes up in Great Lakes all the way down here. Mm-hmm. I tie, the largest one that I tie is a 3 ounce, and that's the one I use for offshore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're just the action that stays in the water with the bucktail, because bucktail doesn't absorb a lot of water. So that's why it's one of those, you know, compared to like a marabou jig where it will absorb water and kind of lose its action, you know, throughout, you know, you got to kind of let it dry out from time to time, where a bucktail, you can go all day long. Now the, you know, myself, I tie them, I sell them. The, you know, you got a different color for different areas of water. People come by my booth on Saturdays.
So do you think it's really the color, or is it the contrast that you're ideally
the contrast and the color. Same thing. It's just the water that you're working in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm offshore fishing, you know, like I tell people that here I'm using whites, I'm using chartreuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll use pink. It's another one. I'm in the backcountry and the water's stained and dirty, I want to use a brown. I want to use reds. You know, I'll use white and reds kind of on, you know, the beach, which is a really productive one. Kind of picks up, but it's just kind of what, where I'm using it. You know, give you an idea. If I'm fishing in a lake, I'll use green, chartreuse green.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use bubble gum. You know, that's, you know, and then it's the fashion on how you fish them. In a lake, you want to use them kind of fast. You want to kind of mimic something, kind of scaring away and trying to get away from something. Where, you know, if you're fishing in a backcountry or in mud bays and whatnot, you want to kind of move them slow. You want to work them like a crab. If you're out on a reef, you want big hops. I like when I'm using my 3 ounce bucktail jig, I like to use an 8 foot bottom rod, and I want that big. And it's just kind of a pull it up and let it back down, pull mm-hmm. it up and let it back down. And then I'll open the bail up and get it back down to the bottom. But you want those big hops, kind of like something just kind of going over. I use the bucktail offshore one when I'm drifting. I don't use it when I'm just kind of sitting in one spot anchored. So it's a really good, you know, these are jigs and that have been around for.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I've even heard of the Navy.
It was back in World War II. I think the Navy packed bucktail jigs and hand lines into survival kits for sailors and pilots in case they needed to catch fish in emergency.
Yep.
And I think even to this day, if I'm not mistaken, the jig and hand line is used by the Navy SEALs in their survival kits.
Yeah, so it's been around for
forever.
Yeah, since.
All right, so we got Gator Tom standing by on line one. I'm going to grab him real quick, Jim. Let's see what he has to say here about bucktail jigs.
I'm sure that's what he's calling in about, bucktail jigs.
I'm sure, yeah. Come on, Gator Tom, what you got?
Well, first of all, like that guy that is on the radio in the afternoon is going to get all confused. Now, first he got him fishing with watermelon. Now he got to use bazooka. He got to use bazooka gum. All right, but that isn't why I called him. I'm kind of like perturbed that two people today, Captain Steve, didn't enunciate the most important event up here in Swampville. This weekend is the Swampville Gator Girl beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Seven, oh, boy.
Seven of my last baby mamas came from that pageant. Yep. Very, very, very important. in fact, I'm just waiting now for the water to come up so I can take a bath. And I trim my beard. And then I noticed I had more hair. I didn't know hair can go out your ears. Oh, boy. And I'm just letting you know that in 3 weeks.
Good to know you're practicing good hygiene, Gator Tom.
You know, it was Saturday, too, you know.
Oh, okay.
So that's my religion up here.
Uh-huh.
But I just want to let you know that in 3 weeks, you can see me on Maury Povich. With my eight children, my eight Baby Mamas. Yeah, we're doing a show there.
Is Maury okay. Povich even still on?
No.
I hope so.
But
I had to fly all the way to Chicago. I am packing to move on down. I got 9 shopping carts hooked up behind my lawn tractor. So it should take me 3 days to get down there. But I'm packing myself. I got so many hefty garbage bags, you couldn't believe it.
Mm. Well, we look forward to that caravan rolling into town for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, Gator Tom. Well,
yep, I decided that I'm gonna get a sign and sit on the street corner. You know, retirement ain't working out that good. Need money to go to Hooters. Wait.
Well, Gator Tom.
Might as well be honest.
Yeah, well.
Might as well be honest.
Yeah, that always works.
You'll have to send us a text next week and let us know how the beauty pageant goes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Here comes number 10.
All right.
Doing talent contest today. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
You
have a good Labor Day weekend.
Oh, you too, Gator Tom. You too. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. I definitely will, sweetheart. Oh,
Captain,
you really messed up Pete there. You really messed up Pete.
Pete will be okay. Yeah. He'll ask us about Bazooka. And
Well, if he's going to be okay, that's a heck of a lot better than he's been.
Actually, and we do need to go, but it's kind of funny. I thought maybe you knew something. You were reading my mind, because when we were doing the useless information segment, Pete actually sent me a text, and he goes, "I thought this was going to be about Tom Brady." Get it? Goat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Ba-dum-boom.
There you go. We confused him in more ways than one.
We do. All right, Gator Tom. We got to go. You have a good weekend.
The Goat Society. Yeah, the Queen of England is. Yeah, you ever see that old goat? All right. Yeah.
We'll talk to you later, Gator Tom. All right. Bye. You're listening. We're heading off to a break.
How are we going to recover from
that?
Oh,
we can't. We just can't. You're listening to Real Talk on ESPN Southwest Florida and the ESPN Southwest Florida app. We'll be back.
I heard Davy Crockett had a pint in his pocket, good whiskey at the Alamo. Now I bet Pancho Villa had a jug of tequila when he walked the streets of old Mexico.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Real Talk Radio. This is Captain Debbie Hansen. I'm in the studio this morning with my guest co-host, Captain Jim Fortman, backcountry guy down in the 10,000 islands.
It's not what.
Jim, we're rolling into the last 10 minutes here, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Coffee's fully kicked in now. We got DJ Jazzy Rick in the studio.
And now that I know way too much about Gator Tom's ear hair.
Yeah, like I said, he lost me there. I was like, I went right into flashback mode of what we were talking. I was like, thanks.
I want to give a shout out to our good friend Jerry Toporek with the Project Healing Waters program here in Southwest Florida. Yes, I will. We're running tight on time, Jerry, but any questions you have, just go ahead and message me on Facebook about my old Mojo Bass rod.
And yes, you can use that in saltwater, beach fishing.
You better make sure you rinse it off.
Yeah, rinse it off.
Yeah.
Well, you should do that with any rod. By the way, if anybody didn't know, salt water is corrosive. Wash your rods off.
Just a little tip.
Yeah, just a little tip if you didn't know this already.
All right, we're going to head over to line 2 because we've got Captain John Fetter standing by. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing, John?
Great. Good. Great show as always. Great info.
Yeah, well, that's Jim. He always brings it.
Hey, and John, by the way, it gets so much easier, and then they start to hate you by when they turn 16. Just give you a heads up.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just sent one off to college, by the way, so it was the last one. Now me and Kim we're like almost empty nesters. We got one living in the house, but he kind of comes and goes, and now it's like, okay, what do you want to do for dinner? How do we cook that for two people?
Yeah, now you're going to have to get used to having a quiet house.
I got quite
some
time before that happens.
Yeah, you've got a ways. You've got a ways. But
enjoy it, man.
John,
enjoy
let
it.
Us know
then they go.
What's the word from the water? Have you been out over the past week? Give us the report.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of up and down for me this week. I found some good turn action, but it was very, very spotty. It was hit and miss in a lot of places. But when I found them, I found them. Most of it is in grass, again, around potholes. That's what I've been finding the last couple weeks. A lot of those trout have been hanging around by the potholes. So,
yeah.
And been getting them on the, shrimp under a popping cork. I know some people are getting them, putting pinfish on a float and kind of just drifting as they're working a popping cork, and they're picking them up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some of the bigger ones doing that. There's definitely, some redfish out there to be caught, but, my best luck was on higher water. I seem to do better on higher water, using pinfish or cut ladyfish. So around some oyster bars for me.
Yeah, cut baits this time of year seems to be the way to go.
Well, the water's so hot, they don't really want to move, and I think that's a lot of it.
Yep.
I think that cut bait seems to work better when the water's hotter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for some sort of coolness to happen. I don't want it to get too cold, but I would like something a little bit different.
I'm not yet, because I still have clients that want to get out and catch peacock bass, so I want it to stay warm for a little while.
I'm looking forward to October here real soon, because it's that cooler water turns the fish on.
It by far.
Yeah,
that first little cold bit, I think it just gets them all fired up. I mean, everything.
The largemouth bass bite turns on then.
Now, I'm not looking forward to January water yet.
Correct.
No.
No, that's what I'm like. Oh, God, what are we going to do here?
Sheep's head and trout save the day in those
sheep's
cases.
Head.
That's right.
Yeah. Need a lot of shrimp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great, John.
It wasn't bad.
Good to hear that you were out there and you were catching them. What size are you seeing on the trout on average? And a Sierra Bay.
Most of them are, unfortunately, just short, they all seem to be like 14 and three quarters, 14 mm-hmm. and seven eighths, but we're getting some, some in the slot, but a majority of them right around 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's also good to see smaller numbers.
No, it is good.
Yeah,
catch the smaller ones than, nothing but the bigger ones. So.
And if you're out there with families and you're just keep working and focused on keeping the rods bent, then that's all good. That's what it's about.
That's right.
Well, great, John.
Keeping kids busy is pretty much what matters.
Yep.
Smiling faces, bending rods. That's what's important.
Creating memories.
That is it. And
that's right.
Speaking of that, for folks who are looking to get out with the family right now, so the bluegill are going to be bedding coming up on this next full moon. So if you want to get out there and catch some nice big bluegill, this week coming up is going to be the time to do it. Get out there with some crickets, get out there with some worms, get out there with some topwater poppers, and have a blast, because this week is going to be the week to get out there and get it done. If you want to talk about fun family fishing, it's bluegill, it's panfish. That's how I got started fishing with my grandpa, and that is just a blast for those kiddos. So get out there and have some fun. But
my kids love it at my dad's place. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Or if you get a chance, get some shrimp and head on over to the Fishtail Marina right by the cleaning tables. This is where I grew up. The mangrove snapper bite should be on fire right underneath there. Usually, what time you come in?
Oh yeah, right.
What time you guys heading back to the marina?
Exactly. They're there. There's some big ones.
All right, John. Well, it was wonderful to hear from you. You have a great holiday weekend. Be safe out there. We'll catch up with you next Saturday.
We will. All right.
Take it slow.
Take care.
Good talk. Have a great day.
You too. Right. Bye-bye. That is Captain John Fetter calling in with Catching the Cure Charters. Oh my goodness, Jim! We only got a couple of minutes here. What do we have left to cover? So I know we were talking about bucktail jigs, and we've got like Well, like I said, just a couple of minutes left.
Hey, things have come up this week as far as the fishing. I want to do a fishing report because I haven't even had a chance.
Oh, get your fishing report in.
All right, yeah. We got big snook that are still hanging out. They're hanging out in all the...
You got two minutes.
I'm working on it.
Rick is giving you the two-minute warning.
All right, so yeah, we got big snook. They're still moving in. Like we were talking earlier, we're seeing a lot more oversized fish than we're seeing actually keepers. So just like I tell
That's
everybody...
That's such a horrible problem.
I know it is. You know, just be gentle with them when you're letting them go because the water is warm and they are kind of lethargic. Redfish have been moving in. We're getting some really quality, good-looking redfish right now. So cut baits up by the shoreline has been working best, just like John was saying. Water's getting warm. They're not moving around a lot. I'm using a variety of cut baits, cut ladyfish, cut mullet. Now, shrimp under a popping cork this week because you do have the outgoing tide. You're going to see some sea trout moving around on the outside. So if we get a good weather window where you can get out there, any rock pile from my area from Cape Sable all the way up to Coon Key, they're going to be holding some sea trout in that area. The mangrove snapper bite, which is always on a full moon. The mangrove snapper are going to be fired up, and we've been seeing these snappers between 11 to 16 inches.
Nice.
So it is not hard to find. Obviously, the ones that are bigger, they've actually been eating
another whole, species that's so much fun for the kids.
They've been eating whole
mullet.
Don't be surprised if you're fishing in an area that's got a dead wood and you wind up getting a snapper that's pulling drag. So don't be surprised if that is because they're around.
All right, it's that time again. We got to go. Thank you, Rick Church, the director of this show, for pressing the buttons and screening the calls. Thank you, Jim, for being here this morning. Well,
thank you for having me again.
You are welcome.
Always a pleasure.
It's always good having you. Remember to share your experiences, your stories, and get someone new out on the water. Tight lines, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday, same place, same time. Have a great weekend.
I'm sorry it's ended, oh, it's sad, but it's true, honey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.